Here's the Diffie-Hellman discovery. Okay, suppose you want to find the exponent y such that x to the y is z, where you're given x and z. And you're doing everything in this modular arithmetic. You're just keeping the last two digits. It's easy to take x and y and compute z. That's what we were just doing. Right? You only need the logarithm of y, number of multiplications. It's easy to compute x to the y, but if you know what z is and you're trying to figure out what value of y is, there's no way to do it quickly, as far as we know. Let me see, have I got an example here on the, yeah, let me just. Let me just switch over to the example here. Okay, so now I'm going to no longer talk about the remainder of when you divide by 100, but the remainder when you divide by some bigger number, though. So what I've been saying, we're going to keep the last two digits. I was just kind of using that for example. So now we're going to talk about modulo, and I just picked a big number, 70707. All right, so we're going to keep the remainder when you divide by 70707 always, rather than the remainder when you divide by 100, which would be keeping the last two digits. So suppose we wanted to know we had this number 18789 and this number 54321, and you wanted to know what n would give you this result when you were doing all of this remainder arithmetic, all this modular arithmetic. And the only way to find out, as far as we know, is to just keep trying bigger and bigger powers. So you can take 54321 to the first power, to the second power, to the third power, to the fourth power. These numbers are all not getting any bigger because remember, we're only keeping, the remainder when you divide by this, this modulus all the time. And it turns out that if you plug in n equals 43210, I just made up these numbers for the purpose of illustration, it works, but there doesn't seem to be any quick way to figure that out except by trying all 43,209 other numbers before you hit on the right one. Okay? So here we've got a computation that's easier to do than to undo. It's easier to compute x to the y and get an answer z. It's much harder to start with z and x and figure out what the corresponding value of y is. Okay, so here's, so it's a, I'm going to skip over all this stuff here. I think we'll just don't no need to drill this down. You'll have the slides if you want to look at it. In fact, I'm going to stop all of this math lecture because I don't want to give a math lecture, and I promise you we wouldn't. Okay, here's how the key agreement protocol works. So here's Alice, and here's Bob. Alice picks a number A, which is to say your computer running some encryption software without your realizing it, but anytime you are running the HTTPS protocol in your web browser, it picks a secret number A, and your computer does a one-way computation involving that secret number A. Okay? So G is some magic number, which we're not going to talk about, and this star is not actually multiplication, but it's this modular exponentiation thing that we just talked about. So your computer, this is a publicly known algorithm, how star works and what the value of G is. In fact, it's important that it be publicly known because everybody who builds web browsers has to build it into their code so that they can all intercommunicate with each other. So your computer picks a little number a and computes a picks a little number a and computes a big another number big A. Bob's computer, that's Amazon's computer, picks a little number b and does the same computation, g star, with its number little b to produce the answer big B. So now you've got a number big A and Bob has a number big B. And Alice now tells you and anybody else who might be listening the value of A. She sends it to Bob. But she sends it to Bob in the full knowledge that all kinds of other people may overhear it in, as it's on its way from Alice to Amazon. Yeah?
Is G getting sent also?
G is an industry standard.
Industry standard, okay. Okay.
Everybody knows G.
Everybody knows G.
Okay.
G is in Diffie-Hellman's paper. It's, you know, up on websites. It's, you know, everybody knows G.
Except me.
Well, I don't know what it is. But it's some huge number. Okay, but it's a, number, a huge number that everybody's agreed on. Bob does the same thing. He communicates Big B to Alice, fully aware that the whole world may overhear him. When Alice gets B, which she's heard from Bob, she does this computation. She takes her secret number A, which nobody, little a, which nobody but her knows, and she does this star computation on the number Bob has given her and her own secret number. And when Bob hears Alice's big number, I mean big A number, he does the same computation with big A and his secret number B. And the nature of the computation, this star thing, this modular exponent thing, because of the way exponents commute, okay, just basically all that's going on here, is that x to the y all to the z is the same thing as x to the z all to the y. That's underlying is what's happening here. Alice and Bob have actually computed the same number. Let's see if we've got here. Alice and Bob have actually computed the same number. This number is the same as that number. Remember, this number is an amalgam of little b, little a, and g. And this number is an amalgam of little g, little a, and b. And it turns out, because of this law about exponents, it doesn't matter which order you do them in. So they've actually computed the same answer. But nobody else can get the same answer. So here it is, little a star b or little b star a, which turn out to be the same thing just by the laws of algebra. And this is what they use as their key for now, just using an ordinary encryption algorithm like AES, or, you know, wouldn't be advisable to use a substitution cipher, but they can use some cipher, vision error cipher, whatever, for communicating with each other. Now, the eavesdropper may know a big A and big B because those have been publicly communicated. And because we are obeying Kirchhoff's rule, Eve, the evil eavesdropper, also knows the modulus that we're doing all this modular arithmetic for, and she knows G, and she knows how to compute star. But she can't work back from big A and big B and all that information to little a or little b without reversing these one-way computations, which I said were impossible to do by any known method. Okay, so that's the, you know, that's the essence of the this public key encryption thing. You have to have these one-way computations. Now, there's lots of there's lots of detail here. You know, cryptography is a very active area, and every now and all of this is premised on some assumptions, of which we don't have mathematical proof. So we're also, to some extent, relying on Kirchhoff's principle, waiting for someone, some mathematician somewhere, some Bulgarian teenager somewhere, to crack it, which no one has yet shown they can do. The crucial thing is that you're going to take your secret number, and you're going to transform it in some way and announce the result. Okay, Ken's going to take his secret number and transform it in some way and announce the result. Okay, you're going to take Ken's announcement and your secret and combine them. Ken's going to take your announcement and his secret and combine them. Okay, and you're going to get the same answer.
Do you want to just do one on the board?
You want to do it? Go ahead.
I don't care. It'll take a little bit of time, and I'll probably get it wrong, but we can try. Pick a number for G.
Okay. Here's what it actually is. If you want to read the map.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
G star A is G to the A mod P, and P is a publicly known kind.
Right. So let's just pick some numbers here.
So little A was 5, and little B was 11.
Right.
Okay.
So we want G to the 5.
So mod that's 7. 100. That's 7. G is 7.
Right. G is 7.
Yeah.
Right.
So G to the 5 is 7.
Right. And G to the 11 mod 100 is 43.
G to the 11th is 43, right?
Right. So then I wanted 43 to the 5th compared with...
43 to the 5th.
Compared with 7 to the 11th.
43 to the 5th is 43.
Right.
And what's the other
7
one?
To the 11th.
And 7 to the 11th. Is 43.
Okay, so I just, in the final step, I used my wrong secret number. So that's our shared secret. Thank you, Tyler, for catching our error there. All right? And the fact that everybody knew these public numbers, this is A and B, these are the public numbers, and everybody knew this, and everybody knew this, didn't help at all. You still can't crack the code. Right? Because nobody knew the secrets. And this is unbelievable. This is so counterintuitive. Like, I can have a conversation with you. Everybody can listen to every single thing we say, and at the end, we'll have a secret. Right? So this is really a pretty amazing breakthrough. And if this breakthrough never happened, I mean, up until this time, the hardest problem was, how do you get keys from people? You had to, like, get into the same room. And if that were the case, we could never have internet commerce. You can't, well, where would you go? Like, to the Amazon store and get the key? I mean, you couldn't do it. Okay, well done.